In the midst of the pandemic and the holiday season, a formerly Nashville-based singer-songwriter is receiving accolades for his songwriting talents after the release of a new single called South Dakota. Brad Loretti performs under the moniker This Frontier Needs Heroes. South Dakota is the second track on his fifth studio album, and, well, we'll let him tell the story behind the lyrics as we welcome him to In the Moment. Brad, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Tell us first of all, if you've been to South Dakota, have you visited here, or is this chance encounter your one connection to the state?
Well, actually, I've been there twice. Once I played a show in Rapid City, and I came back. You know, I went and I did all the touristy stuff. Went to the Badlands and the Black Hills and the Crazy Horse sculpture, and that kind of was set the backdrop of the inspiration of the song. And I went back to Nashville and I wrote the song, and then it was funny, I got invited to come back to South Dakota to play at the Minor Music Festival at Minor Brewing in Hill City. So it was very good luck for me so far, and so hopefully I'll be coming back again.
Nice. How has this pandemic been for you as a songwriter? Has it been a time of creativity? Has it been a time of just frustration and disruption?
Well, I mean, it's been tough, but I did manage to write a whole new batch of songs. And, you know, this year probably would have been slow for me anyway, because I was doing all the work that it takes to release the album. And so now the album's going to be coming out January 22nd, and then we'll see, you know, how everything goes this year. But hopefully we'll be out there playing shows again soon.
We're going to play the song in just a few minutes. But first, tell us a little bit about this this South Dakota woman that you meet that inspired it.
Well, I was in Nashville just hanging out with some friends at a bar, and I guess she had just moved to Nashville and she had like broken up with her boyfriend. And that was kind of the original inspiration for the song. And I'm like, oh, wow, I can write a song about somebody besides myself. But then I realized actually her story was like this my story too, because I had just moved to Nashville after ending a relationship too. So it was kind of just, you know, two people going through a similar situation, and I got a good song out of it.
Yeah. So we all know around here a few women who have gone to Nashville, so we're all guessing. So we won't make you tell us who this was.
But she wasn't a songwriter, so
she wasn't. Okay, that narrows it down.
The
process for you, what is that like? Then you say, you know, how long does something like that take? Do some come, you know, more smoothly than others?
Well, some of them just come out like straight away, and then others I come up with like an idea and then they marinate. And then the last few years I've been lucky enough, I founded this project called the Stetson Kennedy Songwriter Residency down in right outside of Jacksonville, Florida. And that's a magical place where Woody Guthrie actually wrote 80 songs and Stetson Kennedy wrote all of his books. Yeah. And so it's having a quiet place to just be alone and have inspiration, you know, really helps a lot. And, you know, so I can go there and in 2 weeks basically write a whole new album of songs.
Nice.
And that's kind of how I did my previous album, Real Job. And then some of these songs for the new album were written there. And then I just wrote another whole batch of new ones that I'll record sometime this year. So usually it comes in bunches.
It's this frontier.
I'm out there in the world, like driving all over the place. And, you know, I don't have time to write, but I'm like thinking about all the things that I want to write about. And then when I have time, I just, you know, put pen to paper.
Yeah. This Frontier Needs Heroes is a little reminiscent of me, to me, of Pete Seeger or Woody Guthrie a little bit too. Does that resonate for you?
Absolutely.
There's a connection there, right? That's not my imagination.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It was kind of an homage to This Machine Kills Fascists. And then Pete Seeger had wrote This Machine, you know, surrounds hate and with love. And it was kind of like the same idea, you know, but just recontextualized into, like, you know, our times in a way. It's just a way of making people realize that everybody's important and everybody can contribute something, and it doesn't matter, you know, who you are. So it's just kind of an inspiring way to look at the world.
Yeah. Well, we hope to have you back in the state soon and have you on the show again. We're going to leave listeners with a little bit of this song, South Dakota. Again, this frontier needs heroes. The song is called South Dakota. Brad, thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Came from South Dakota, someone tore apart her heart. So she moved to Nashville, trying to make a new start. I guess the stars aligned just as I had arrived. Since I am an optimist, I took it as a sign. South Dakota, power. Do when I dream about that night, I guess go find some